Losing your wealth can have devastating consequences. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Carlos Mendez de Leon, professor of epidemiology at the University of Michigan, examines wealth shock and its effects on your health.
A sudden loss of wealth in middle or older age is not only devastating economically, but it can also have dire consequences for one's health, and even be deadly. We investigated the question whether a large, sudden loss of wealth increases a person's risk of dying. We focused the study on adults who were at least 51 years old when they experienced a sudden loss of wealth, since they have limited years remaining to regain this loss. We used data from almost 9,000 participants who were followed for up to 20 years after joining the study. Every 2 years, participants answered a series of questions on financial assets and debts that were used to calculate total wealth. About a quarter of participants experienced a sudden loss of wealth, and we found that this was associated with a 50% higher risk of dying compared to those who did not have such a loss of wealth. We further noted that the risk of dying among those with a sudden loss of wealth was almost as high as that of participants who did not have any wealth at all. The higher risk of death associated with a sudden loss of wealth did not depend on a person's initial wealth. It was about the same among the wealthiest participants as it was among the less wealthy. Our findings offer new evidence for an important social determinant of health that so far has not been recognized: sudden loss of wealth in later middle or older age. They enrich our understanding of the critical role of other social determinants, such as low education, poverty, unemployment, and housing instability in population health and health inequities.
That was Carlos Mendez de Leon of the University of Michigan. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.